gentlemen, and welcome to today's Recordati first half results conference call. For your information, today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to your host today, Marianne Tashke. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, good morning and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for attending our conference call today. We will, Mr. Screenberg here with me today, will be presenting our first half results, and then there will be a question and answer period at the end. For a better understanding of the information, you can access a set of slides that is on our website and on the investors section under the presentations tab. Now we are ready to comment on our results. Fritz, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We are very pleased to announce a very sound set of results for the first half 2011. Consolidated revenue in the first half is 401 million, up by 6.6% compared to the same period of the preceding year. Operating income at 22% of sales is 88.2 million, here again an increase of 5.2% over the same period of 2010. Net income at 15.5% of sales is 62.4 million, an increase of 5.3%, higher than that recorded by operating income thanks to a lower tax rate. Then let me say, very solid and sound financial results at sales level and also at profitability level. But we have also concluded important initiatives in this period. Dani Press, our combination of Vercanini Pinen and April, has finally been launched in Italy in end of March, beginning of the second quarter. The rollout of Urorec, Tidosin, our new product for the treatment of the BPH, continues and is now available in 11 countries. We have started to launch Livazo, Pitavastatin, in Europe. Then, important development of our product portfolio. We obtain also in Europe the approval for the use of Carbaglu for the treatment of organic acidemia, in addition to the already approved indication for NAC deficiency. And also the Orphan Drug portfolio is developing. Finally, we have also signed the agreement at the beginning, 1st of July, for the acquisition of 100% of the Turkish pharmaceutical company, Frick Ilac. We expect to close the deal probably by the end of August. We will comment further. Then, moving on slide number 3, in which we have the composition of our revenue. Then, pharmaceutical sales in the period are 385.5 million. Here we have an increase of 6.1%, despite sales of Vercanidipin down by 15.6% as a result of the entry of generic competition into the market following the parent product expiry at the beginning of 2010. Then we have a progressive erosion of Vercanidipin, but now we expect Vercanidipin could start to stabilize our sales because the competition of generic in the market are there by since the beginning of 2010. More in detail, country by country, sales of pharmaceuticals in Italy are up by 15, and this is driven by the growth of Etac and the Ceftazole, but in addition, I would like to underline that we have added sales for a new entry, Cardicor, Bisoprololo, following the license agreement signed at the end of 2010 with Merck. In addition to, very important for our Italian subsidiary, in the second quarter, Urorec, Silodosin, and Zanipril and Lecaprel, the combination, were launched. And milestone of 4.6 million were received under the co-marketing agreement for the latter product, for the combination. Then we have important development in Italy for the portfolio, the addition of Cardicor, and also 4.6 million euro as milestone for the agreement for the launch of the combination. but very pleased by this 15% increase in our Italian business. Pharmaceutical sales in France are down by 8%. This is due to the sales decrease of Zanidip, which was partly offset by the growth in sales of Zanextra, our combination of methadone and of Wilston Rupatadine product, as well by sales of Urorec Silodosin launched in the last quarter 2010. Then in France, the erosion of Lercalitin is progressing because of the combination of generic are very strong in our French market. In Germany, sales are up by 7.5% thanks to the sales growth of Zanipress and of Ortoton, in addition to sales generated by Urorec, which was launched on the German market in the second quarter 2010, and by Lopressor, which is a minor product acquired by the end of 2010. Increasing sales in Germany of our treatment for rare diseases also contributed for growth. This good performance of the treatment of rare diseases is overall in all our countries. Sales in Portugal by our subsidiaries are down by 8.2%, and this is due to the termination of the Duagen agreement, Dutasterize, and decreasing sales of Zanidip. On the other hand, I would like to underline, Zanipress is performing very well. Urorec was launched in January, and very important, also Livazol Italactatina in the second quarter. Then we are progressively developing our corporate portfolio in Portugal. In Spain, sales increased by 9.5% thanks to the strong growth of Zanipress and of Cidine, in addition here again to sales of Urorec, launched in Spain during September 2010, and Livazol Italactatina, launched in May of this year. Here again, sales of products for treatment of rare disease are growing significantly in this market. Sales in the United Kingdom are down by 15%, mainly due to the drop in sales of Zanidip. We have decided not to continue the promotion of our Canitina product in the UK market. Sales in the other countries in the Western Europe are up by 10.8%, comprise sales of product for the treatment of rare diseases in a number of countries which are going significantly. Sales of Ireland generated by Recordati Ireland, mainly linked to our corporate product and mainly due to the community, and sales in Greece generated by Recordati Ireland Pharmaceutical. The revenue generated in Russia and in the other countries within the CIS is 19.2 million, here up by 41.6%, very strong performance of our business in Russia, thanks to the strong growth of all the products in the portfolio and the initial sales of Penticonazole, it's one product developed by Recordati. Sales in Turkey, recorded by Yenilac, Yeni Recordati, are 15.3 million, up 16.7. Here also in Turkey, good performance of our business, and this is due to the growing sales of the corporate products, Lercadip, Urispas, and Ginolomexin, which is Ginolomexin is Penticonazole, and to the contribution of Proctobrivenol, the new product for the treatment of hemorrhoids acquired in January of this year. In general, then good performance in the new market in which we have decided to invest in growing the company. Sales generated by Herbacos Recordati in the Czech and Slovak Republic are 7.1 million, up by 31.6%, driven by revenues from Proctobrivenol. In Romania, we have bought last year a very small organization. Our subsidiary Med has been now redominated Recordati Romania and has initiated sales of corporate products Urorec, Lomexin and Proctobrivenol. Other international sales comprise sales to and other revenues from our licenses of our corporate drugs, as well as Mushala export sales. The 1.9% decrease recorded in the first half is due only to the significant upfront payment generated by the new co-marketing agreement in the first half 2010, which means that in 2011 we haven't the same level of upfront payment as we had in 2010. The reduction in the canidipina sales was entirely offset by sales of silodosine, our combination, and pitavastatina to our licenses. Sales of the product for the treatment of rare disease grow by 32.6%. We continue to try to enlarge the portfolio of our product for the treatment of rare diseases, selling in South America and in other markets in which we have not a direct presence. Now we can move on slide number 4, and the graph shows the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue. We had in this half month a contribution from the Italian market of 31.6%, which is linked to the very strong performance of the Italian market in the first quarter, but it's important also to underline that Russia, Turkey, and the other CA markets, which increased by 33%, represent 11.5%, and we expect, due to the acquisition of the Frick company, to increase the portion of sale in this market. Then we can move on slide number 5, with the main product sales. Then, the reduction of, first of all, we can talk about lercanidipina, Zanidip. The reduction of Zanidip sales is due mainly to lower sales in Italy. The decrease was 17.3%, and in France, 39.7%, more important in France, principally due to lower sales volumes as a result, as I said, of generic competition. Direct sales in the other European countries have suffered an overall reduction of 6%, while sales to licensees, which represent 45% of the total lercanidipina sales, are down by 8.5%. Then the more important reduction is related to the performance, decrease is related to the performance of lercanidipina in France. Let's now move to Zanipress, the combination of lercanidipina and enalapril. Sales of Zanipress are growing according to expectation, and the product is now available in 19 countries. Important, it's now also launched at the beginning of this quarter in Italy by Recordati and Innova Pharma, a subsidiary of Recordati, with the brand of Zanipril and Vercaprel, and also by co-marketers Sigma Tau and Polypharma, with the brands Colipren and Atover, respectively. Then, now we have the combination in all the major European markets. Urorec, silodosin, initial launches of Urorec were made during 2010 and continued during the first half of 2011, which includes the launch in Italy. In May, we launched Urorec in Italy. Currently, the product is already available in Belgium, France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Lebanon, the Netherlands, Portugal, Romania, and Spain. Then we have now the product in 11 markets, and sales were 7.9 million in the first half. Further launches are planned during the next month. Then the rollout of Urorec is going ahead. The same, the rollout of Livazo started with the launch in the pitavastatina, starting with the launches in Spain and in Portugal. Sales during the period are 2.4 million. I would like to underline that we have launched in Spain and in Portugal the product in Spain beginning of May, in Portugal beginning of June. Now we can move to our orphan drugs. Our specialty is indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases, marketed directly throughout in Europe, in the Middle East, and now also in the US, and through partners in the other parts of the world, generated sales of 35.2 million in the first half of this year, an increase of 11.9, which is due also to the strong growth of Carbaglu, carbaglumic acid, and also based of the initial sales of this drug in the US market. Overall, a good performance of all our corporate products, excluding zanidatamab calcitonin, which is affected by the generic competition. In slide number six, you can see that the graph shows the breakdown of our revenues by type of product, and it's important that our portfolio of corporate product is becoming much more diversified than in the past. Zanidatamab represents 17% of sales, and we are progressively increasing the portion of sales for the combination Urorec, and we expect going forward to have contribution also coming from Pitavastatin. From a sales point of view, good performance of all our business, which has been able to more than offset the erosion of sales in Lercanidipine. On slide number seven, here there are our results for the first half. Sales has already been commented upon. Gross profit in the period is 267.5 million, with a margin of 66.7% of sales, which is down compared to that of the first half 2010, and it is due to the lower proportion of sales of Lercanidipine to the total product sales. We expect this decrease in our gross profit, but the decrease is probably lower than expected. Selling expenses increased compared to the same period of the preceding year, mainly due to the marketing expenses incurred to support the launch of new products. G&A expenses are up by 3.4%. R&D expenses are at 31 million, a reduction as compared to the same period of preceding year, due mainly to lower amortizing charges. Other expenses net of other income are 0.6 million and include the payback to the Italian Medicines Agency in substitution to the 5% price reduction on selected products. Regarding our financial position, net financial charges are 2.3 million, 1.4 million in the same period of 2010, and this increase is due to lower impact of the currency exchange differences. In 2010, we had very positive exchange differences due to the currency that we have not in 2011. Regarding the financial position, we are improving our financial position. Regarding net financial charges, excluding exchange differences, we are reducing our net financial charges. The effective tax rate during the period is 27.4%, which is an improvement compared to that in the same period of the preceding year, and let me say, in line with our expectation. Net income at 15.5% of sales is 62.4 million, an increase of 5.3% over the same period of 2010. The growth is higher than that recorded by operating income, as I said, thanks to the lower tax rate. Second quarter results, slide number eight. A slight acceleration of sales growth can be seen compared to the first quarter, but it's comparable in the first half, increase is 6.6%, and then we are 6.7%. We are absolutely. Regarding the gross profit is 136.5 million, with a margin of 67.2% on sales. Here again, is in line with that of the full first half result. It is down compared to that of the second quarter due to lower proportion of Lercanidipine. The same comment as for the first half result. Here again, in the second quarter, selling expenses increased compared to 2010 due to marketing expenses incurred to support the launch of new product. I would like to remind you that in this quarter, we have launched important drugs in Italy, Urorec and the combination. We are starting selling the Livazo in Spain. we have launched in Portugal, in Brazil, and important launches which must be supported by marketing and selling expenses. G&A expenses are up by 2.3%. R&D expenses are 15.3 million. Here again, a reduction compared to the same period of preceding year, due mainly to lower amortization charges. Other expenses net are the 5% price reduction, are the contribution of two items, substitution of 5% price reduction, and net financial charges are 1.3 million, and also during the second quarter 2010 were 0.6 million, and here also the reason is due to lower impact of the currency exchange differences. The effective tax rate during the period is 27.3%, then we are maintaining in the both quarter, the first and the second, a tax rate in the region of 27.3%-27.4%, which is in line, as I said, with the expectation for the full year 2011. Net income at 15.2% of sales is 30.9 million, an increase of 5.8% over the same period of 2010. One second quarter, which is in line with the first one and in line with the first half result. Slide number nine, our financial position and our shareholder equity. At the end of June 2011, the net financial position shows a positive balance of 27.8 million, down by 18.2 million compared to the position at the end of 2010. Let me remind you that during the period, dividends were distributed for a total of 52.6 million, and 32 million were paid to Novartis for the acquisition of the product Fostrox. A sound generation of cash, of free cash flow, used for dividends and for the acquisition of a new product, Fostrox, for the new emerging market, because Fostrox is one product sold mainly in the Central and Eastern European market. Last slide, financial. Very solid financial result in the first half, and based on this first half result, we are confident that for the full year 2011, we will be able to do better than we have announced in May. We now expect to exceed our target of 750 million for sales, of 160 million for EBIT, and 110 million for net income. Here I stop. I finish my presentation, and I am available for any questions.
Okay. Yes, we're open to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, you will need to press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is disabled, or we will not receive your signal. If for any reason you need to remove yourself from the queue, you can do so by pressing star two. Once again, to ask a question today will be star one on your telephone keypad. Our first question today comes from Matthew Weston of Credit Suisse. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my questions. There are a number, if possible. Firstly, on Urorec, your guidance in May was for annual sales around 2 million euros, and clearly you've already very strongly exceeded that target. Is the current sales really underlying development, or is there some pipeline filling within the countries as you launch it? Should we see the sales slow down, or is the current rate realistic? Secondly, you mentioned milestones of 4.6 million euros. Can you tell me where they've been booked for Zanipress in Italy?
Okay.
My third question is regarding healthcare reform. We saw on Thursday that the Spanish authorities have proposed a third round of healthcare reform, and arguably this is more negative than either of the first two rounds that we have seen. I just wondered whether or not you felt that we should expect to see further healthcare reform in many European countries, or whether the Spanish development was unique to them.
Okay. Can I answer? Okay, first I can start with the last one regarding the healthcare reform in Europe. Then, we are aware that there could be another round in Spain, but it's not the only measure that we have seen in this first half. As I always said, there are different methodologies in Europe to control the pharmaceutical expenditure. We have seen in Italy no price cut, but the new legislation with the objective to reduce the hospital pharmaceutical expenditure with a payback of 35% of the amount overspent by hospital in payback by the pharmaceutical company. This is an important measure, but with a minor impact on Recordati, because we have a minor business in the hospital in Italy. We have seen in Greece a new round of new price, and then we have also some minor price reduction in Greece. Now we will see what will be the final solution in Spain. But this is something we are used to live with. No news, no particular, not very welcome for sure, but something we have to work with. And then the question, we can see other measures, the answer is probably yes. We don't know exactly. We don't know if it will be related to generic penetration or to hospital expenditure. We will see, but this is part of our life, and we usually discount in our projection some form of price control in Europe. Then nothing new, but unfortunately, the continuity of the price control policy in Europe. Going back to your first question regarding EuroRec, let me remind you that our target for the full year 2011 for EuroRec is 20 million sales. Then we are in line. We expect you can see a growth quarter by quarter, and we expect to be able to achieve this objective. And there is no, in our case, in the first half result, significant pipeline filling, because we have only the last important pipeline was made in May for the launch in Italy, but with no impact in the sales of the second quarter. Then you could expect the current rate to improve, because we expect to continue to increase the sales of EuroRec. Regarding the upfront payment, as usually we classify the upfront payment in total revenue. In particular, we will find tomorrow in our result, in the revenue analysis, in our report, then the upfront payment, let me say, for the first half 2011 were 9.2 million euro, while in the first half 2010 were 9.8. Then no significant changes for the business in terms of upfront payment obtained in the first half. Just an important impact in the Italian business and a reduction in the license and business. Then, overall, the upfront payment has not a significant impact in comparison to the first half 2010. In the analysis of our revenue by country, then we have in the Italian basis 4.6 million due to the upfront payment linked to the launch of the combination, and as I said in my conference call, in my presentation, a decrease in the other international states. Then in the breakdown, a significant impact for the company overall in line with 2010. As usual, we booked this revenue, which are recurrent revenue because could be non-recurrent country by country, but overall are essentially recurrent in our total revenue line.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, that will be star one on your telephone keypad. Our next question today comes from James Vane-Tempest of Jefferies. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. Just two questions. Firstly, are you able to tell us what the combination sales were in Italy? I appreciate the product just being launched, but if you can give us a sense as to what you expect for the combination in Italy for this year as well, that would be helpful. And then secondly, just on your guidance, is it fair to say that when we get to around the 9-month results at the end of October, we might be able to have more quantified guidance, including that acquisition? Thank you.
Okay, then we have launched the combination at the beginning of the second quarter. Let me say that sales of the combination are in line with the expectation, but we must be aware that this is a slow-growing product. We don't expect, from as we had in Germany, as we had in France, as usually we have seen a gradual growth of the sales of the combination in Italy. Let me say that we prefer not to give guidance for each product in each market. What can I say? And we can confirm our guidance in terms of sales of the combination for the full year. Regarding guidance for the company, yes, we have changed the around in more. And we will see going forward when we release the third quarter results, to quantify and to have a more clear picture regarding the full year objective.
Thank you.
Then we would try to, but we will see at the end of October.
Okay.
As a further reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, that will be star one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that will be star one to ask a question today.
No more questions. Okay.
Our next question today comes from Maurizio Moretti of UniCredit. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I had just a couple of questions. The first one is regarding the domestic market performance, which has been very, very good in the second quarter. You already explained what were the key drivers. I wonder if you could provide some more colors behind this particularly good performance. And the second question is regarding the lercanidipine-based products, which, if I'm not wrong, dropped by only 12% in the second quarter. If I remember well, your guidance for the full year is set for a decline of about 20%. So I wonder if you could confirm the guidance or if we should expect something better going forward. Thank you.
Okay, regarding the Italian performance, we increased our sales by 15%, and I think the main driver, let me confirm, are the addition of sales of Cardicor, exactly are around 5 million euros. The 4.6 million received under the co-marketing agreement for the launch of the combination, and the other part is due to good performance of some products in our portfolio. As I mentioned in the conference call, in the presentation, good performance was linked to Entacta, Citalopram, and to Pertazole and Pertoprazole. Good performance, but the 15% is mainly due to these two additions, sales of cardiac core and the upfront payment. Regarding lercanidipine decrease, we are very pleased by this 15% decrease, and we will see going forward if the 20% that we had is a guidance was too pessimistic, but we will see going forward. For the time being, we are pleased by the good performance for the time being, but have in mind that we have this French business decreasing progressively, and then 20 or less than 20 is mainly driven by the decrease of sales in France, which is not, as I always said, in our hand, is mainly due to the switch from branded to generic made by pharmacists in France. Then we are pleased, we could be better, but this is in our guidance. Then if we have increased our guidance, probably is also linked to a better performance in the lercanidipine business. But we don't expect also in October to have a specific target for the lercanidipine decrease for the full year.
Thank you. Our next question today comes from Matthew Weston of Credit Suisse. Your line is open.
Thank you for the follow-up. It's just a quick question about R&D spend. And we saw in the quarter or in the first half that R&D spend was lower year on year. Do you think the current level is sustainable, or as you develop more of the follow-on indications for your orphan portfolio and some of your pipeline products, that we will see R&D as a percent of sales return to previous levels?
Okay, as I said in the presentation, the reduction is mainly due to lower amortization charges. Then there is no reduction in the activity. We expect that going forward probably to increase our R&D expenses because we are only the initial phase on the Nymox development. And then we expect to have Nymox in development in the second half of this year, and but the bulk of cost in 2012. And then, for the time being, based on the time of development, possible new development in the orphan business, we confirm what is our objective target in terms of R&D in our business plan, which is between 8 to 9%, depending on program. Then this low level in the first half is mainly due to the termination of the previous development and not the beginning of the new development, mainly into Linux. And then I confirm that for going forward, R&D expenses would be between 8 to 9%.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
We take our last question today from Elisa Corky of Intermonte. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I've got some questions. First one regards the amount of the precision charges in your P&L in the first part of the year. Second, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Second question regards the annual sales of the discontinued product in Portugal, if you can give us. And also, if you can remind us of the cash outlay for your share buyback during first quarter 11. And finally, I'd like to know if we have to take into account some restructuring provisions for the integration of 3 Killac during 2011 or not.
Okay. Then the first question was linked to the amortization charges. Let me try to find the number. The depreciation and amortization charges are 12.3 million overall, down by 1.8 million compared to the first half of 2010. Second question was regarding the forcing product. Let me find the. We don't know every number. Just one moment.
What was the third question that I didn't get it?
Yes.
Again, we are talking about 2.5 million euros in the first half of 2010. And then the third quarter was...
This was the third question I missed.
The restructuring charges.
No, that was the last. I was
asking about the cash outlay for the shares buyback, which was put in place at the beginning of the year.
Okay, then share by, regarding our share buyback, let me just... We have both. On the one side, we have the payout for the share buyback, which is 9.6 million, but on the other hand we have also exercised for the stock option and sales of treasury share to the employees of Recordati for an overall value of 14.8 million, and then we have both payout but also cash in.
Yeah.
They are by 9.6 and cash in for 14.8 million.
Yeah.
And then we start to charges, we will see, but for the time being we don't expect in 2011 significant restructuring charges for our acquisition in Turkey. But for the acquisition in Turkey, first of all, we expect to close the deal probably by the end of August. And we will consolidate the P&L starting from the last quarter 2011. And then we will see what could be the most significant amount in terms of restructuring charges.
Okay. Can I have a follow-up?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if perhaps it's too early to ask you, but according to some preliminary calculation, the impact on full year 11 of the acquisition will be EPS neutral. So the question is, is your target upward revision influenced by the consolidation of Fekilat or is not?
For sure is, because we have announced the full year result, which is probably based on the closing in August, includes some impact of due to the three acquisitions. But I confirm that we could have some minor contribution in terms of sales, for sure, but in terms of EBIT in PS, particularly PS, could be neutral. Then the improvement in our profitability is not linked to the consolidation of freak, but mainly to the good performance of the business.
Great,
we expect, but also in the second half, a good performance as we had in the first half.
Thanks a lot.
Because we expect for the freak acquisition, we expect to have a significant contribution in terms of profitability coming from this acquisition by 2013. We don't expect something could be also added in 2012, but the real contribution and the profitability in line with that of the group is expected in 2013.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, if there are no further questions, then goodbye to everybody and thank you for listening in.
Goodbye.